Okay, so Defense of the Ancients, Dota, Dragon's Blood, Season 2 has dropped. And just want to do a real quick first three and talk about, like, the issue that Dota has. Enjoy the ad. Let me start with why I love this show. The show is half an hour apiece. The characters are, like, the characters are what would make a great video game, and also they are what you need them to be in terms of having an arc or like being static, but also like interacting with other. More on that later. The action is spectacular, and I say that in that you know what's happening. Like each set piece is a little bit different than the last set piece. So it's not the fast action, it's not Sakuga, sort of, in the sense that how do I explain this? All right. There's levels of precision to what is happening. It's not as basic as your typical, like, American action movie that's, it's like explosions and car chases, like, paint by numbers. It's not, like, if, really good Sakuga is, like, Jackie Chan, movies, where, like, it's like 90s Jackie Chan, where it's like intense choreography, like daring stunts and all that stuff. Like, that's the, like, that to me is like the best fight scene animations. Dota definitely falls in the middle of those, because you have the magic stuff where it's just like big scale. But here's the problem with that Dota runs into is that it, like, once it hits a certain point, like, it's all a certain point. But it does, like, there are certain things that are better than, God damn it. I really wish I could put my finger, like, and really express the level of, like, effort. Not effort, because, like, all fucking animation is fucking, like, Trash Taste said, or I don't even think said, but like one of the cameramen said, like, the anime was bad for Defense of the Ancients. And I don't want to turn this into Defense of the Ancients versus Arcane did a better job overall than Defense of the Ancients did, and it did it in several ways. One, Arcane, unless you recognize the characters, you don't, if you don't know what League of Legends is before going into Arcane, you do not, like, you can fully appreciate how good Arcane was. Defense of the Ancients is very much a video game adaptation. And you're introduced to a lot of characters who have a lot of alliances, allegiances, like, but because so much is introduced, and it's so Game of Thrones without having the Game of Thrones, like, levels of this character is this. because Defense of the Ancients, I could say, is three people's stories, for the most part, with other people thrown in there, but the main characters, you have Davios, or Davion, who merged with the dragon, even though he's a dragon hunter. You have the elf girl, who I can't think of, who starts a lot of the problems off by stealing a goddess's, Melisande, or what have you, the moon goddess's flowers, which contain her essence. And then you have these elves who are, maybe you have like a moon goddess's cult or religion. So you have a priest, you have a princess who is part of the Eternal Sun Empire, but like she was exiled, so she ended up. Defense of the Ancients, if it was done right, you would have something that everyone is trying to get their hands on. Like, the thing that made Game of Thrones very easy to comprehend is that everybody wants to be king. Everybody wants power. Now, where Defense of the Ancients, that's the other thing too. Calling the anime Dota is so, it's so, Arcane is a good title. Castlevania is a good title. Defense of the Ancients is a good title, but still long, so it gets shortened to Dota, and Dota is not a good title. Not for an anime. Like, Dota, subtitle, Dragon's Blood. So, it should be as much about the dragon guy as possible, but it's not. You have these great moments. You have these, good voice acting. Like, there's no, I think the, they made a choice with, when they went with, the voice actors. I hope it was a choice. Otherwise, it's a great coincidence. They went with either Welsh or Scottish or Northern English or what have you. I don't think I've heard an Irish in there, but they went with those voices. They went types of acting. Dota, when it first came out, and especially this year, or at least compared to, Castlevania may be the greatest video game adaptation, because it takes the stuff from Castlevania and makes its own story. Arcane is definitely an all-time great. And in one season, just as good as Castlevania, because you get you know who the characters are. It's there's a couple of nitpicky things, did we really need the Imagine Dragons stuff in there? What else? So, here's the issue with Dota. It's definitely building to something. However, you don't know what it is. It's building to more fan service. I think that's the problem with Dota, because when you get, I didn't play the game, so I can't really say how good it is. However, there are certain episodes where it's just, oh shit, our magic doesn't do shit against this guy. Then you have, oh shit, like, this guy is the best dragon hunter, or dragon warrior, whatever they're called. And he has waited years to kick this guy's ass. And unfortunately, Slaven or versus Davion or Reagan, whatever his name is, mustache dude, dark mustache dude, dark knight mustache dude, he is the most emotionally reserved. However, when, like, there's a skill to cursing when you're writing a guy that will curse, because it comes down to use your words. The guy that's like, fuck, 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 fuck you, fuck this, fuck that, fuck that, it's so one note and it's almost like white noise. It's like, but then you have the guy that's like, I waited 30 years for this. I prepared for 30 fucking years. And there's something about that where it's just like, you just used it once. And you just know that that guy is bringing like 30 years of like anger and pain and to the table. So, like, that was season one. Like, the season one, the highlight for me was, okay, I'm going to watch this because they've clearly established that they know what they're doing. When you had the best, like, the Dragon Knight versus, like, the Red Dragon that killed everybody else. Season two, I don't think I've gotten that episode yet. There's been a lot of intrigue and a lot of this person relates to this person through this and all that stuff. However, it throws so much at you that it's just harder to keep up, if that makes any sense. If we had, instead of hitting the ground running, if we had episodes where, you establish the characters, time of peace, because that's how Game of Thrones started. The whole first season was, before a war happened, which, by the way, where the hell is, Winds of Winter, George? Where are Winds of Winter, George? Like, the last book, Dance with Dragons, came out when I was in college. That was 2011. It has been 10 years. Like, you are due. Like, I know that the book, you've had the actors read chapters, but, you better be writing, the last two books together. You better be. I know you said you haven't been, but you better be. Because, you're 80 years old. I don't know what's going to come first. You finish the whole Dance of A Song of Fire and Ice, or the Jets win the Super Bowl. I have no idea when the hell the latter is going to happen. But you know what? I think it might happen before Jesus. So anyway, Defense of the Ancients, it's a bad title. Like, they should have come up with something more. Like, they should have took the time to establish, instead of hitting the ground running, just establish the characters that we're going to be following. And then, because there is so much going on. And I haven't finished season two, by the way, so I don't know if there's going to be, like, a key episode that comes in. But, yeah, I wish there was something, Game of Thrones set up two things, in fact. It set up the White Walker invasion, and it set up the Iron Throne. So, the fight for that, so it lets you know what it's about. Defense Dota, Dragon's Blood, unfortunately, like if you're comparing it to Game of Thrones, which by the way, early Game of Thrones, great. Later Game of Thrones, not so much. I will say I enjoy Dota more than the later Game of Thrones episodes just because the action is that spectacular. Because you do have like the lower moments where it's just like characters fighting, and the characters fighting are actually pretty good. It's not, it's better than like the He-Man cartoon, which was done by the same people as Castlevania. So, I don't know if it's a budget thing or like better writing, but yeah. I haven't watched the second season of He-Man Masters of the Universe Revelations, so, or the second part. Netflix has a bad habit of showing trailers that are just like, hey, you want to see what's coming up? Like, hey, you want to just like see, I don't know what they're what they're grabbing from, like if it's early on or later, but if it's, Netflix will ruin a show for you if you watch the preview more often than not. So, all right, I've talked about Defense of the Agent Sue. It's like, it's unfortunately it's a mid-tier show. The action is good. Unfortunately, it just it doesn't give you a great reason to care about certain things. So, on that note, peace.